The host of Insiders is David Spears. Good morning to you.
Morning, Hamish.
We heard from the Finance Minister, Simon Birmingham, a short time ago. I know you've got him coming up on Insiders on Sunday. What was striking was the lack of detail, both around the increased military cooperation, but also the costings of getting out of the French deal and into this new submarine deal.
Yeah, it's a bit of a blank sheet. The next 18 months, there will be various task groups looking at, well, firstly, which boat to go with, the British or the American nuclear submarine. The cost, we don't know. The build capability, we don't know. We've never built a nuclear submarine before. So how's all that going to work? And as you mentioned, getting out of the French deal as well. But look, this is still a huge step in ending that French deal. Yes, a big cost involved in that, not just a financial one, but the anger from the French that we've certainly seen ramped up overnight too. But now embedding a deeper alliance with the United States and the UK in this region. It is a fascinating backstory, really, to this. I mean, the French always have had a nuclear submarine option, but technically that would have required replacing the reactor or refueling it every 10 years or so. This American technology comes as a locked box, and that's the game changer here. It lasts for the life of the submarine. That wasn't available to us 5 years ago. Scott Morrison, about 18 months ago, started pursuing this and raising questions about it, not with Donald Trump, but eventually when Joe Biden was in office with him, and we saw their meeting back in June on the sidelines of the G7 with Boris Johnson as well. And now we have the big announcement that not only this submarine deal, which will make at least either the British or American technology available to us, but this broader AUKUS arrangement, which will involve technology sharing on a whole raft of fronts, cyber, artificial intelligence, missile technology, and so on. So yes, it's very significant in bedding down that alliance and cooperation in the region.
I know the news seemed to come out of nowhere yesterday, but a decision like this does not come out of nowhere. You maybe don't know the answer to this yet, but where has this been driven from within the Australian dimension? Is this the military pushing for this? Is this other figures in intelligence? Is this a political push? Because, you know, the point has been made, there's both strategic benefit to this, but also strategic risk, given that we can't actually maintain these ourselves. We are more reliant on the UK and US than ever before.
And that's a good point. This will inevitably mean we are more reliant, at least in our submarine capacity, on the Americans or the British, depending on which way this goes, but most likely the Americans. Look, we already are in some other defence technology, whether it's a joint strike fighters and so on. So I don't think that's a huge strategic shift. But yes, with the submarine capability, we will be. Where does the idea come from? Well, look, from multiple sources that I've spoken to, this really was Scott Morrison raising it with the defence chiefs, who previously had their own concerns about this as well. I mean, mixed views in defence as much as within politics on this one, but he was keen to drive it. Linda Reynolds was defence minister at the time. They really started to get the ball rolling at a technical and then defence level with their American counterparts before raising it up the tree to the political level, and as I say, with Joe Biden rather than Donald Trump, which I think is significant as well. So he has really driven this. The Americans, though, opening the door to this sharing arrangement is significant. It shows that both the Americans and Australians clearly see that the security environment, namely with China, has deteriorated to the degree that they need to take this step. So, yes, there's no doubt this is a whole new world.
It wasn't all that long ago that a minister in this government said you couldn't build a boat in Adelaide. Can we build nuclear-powered subs in Adelaide?
Well, that was the one-time Defence Minister David Johnson, but he's not alone in sharing some concern, in particular about nuclear subs. Maurice Payne, as Defence Minister, also outlined the various obstacles to building a nuclear submarine. Christopher Pyne, too, who was a big champion of the French attack-class submarine. So, look, Tony Abbott has been the one who has expressed regret about not going down this path and made the case over recent years that we should shift course to a nuclear submarine option. And so he's obviously fairly supportive of where the Morrison government has gone now. But yet, look, there are absolutely legitimate doubts and concerns about our capability to do this. And as I say, right now, we still don't even know how we're going to do it or indeed which of the two options we're going to go with.
Finally and briefly, Simon Birmingham didn't say a lot to defend Christian Porter this morning. Are things looking pretty dicey for him?
I think he's on very thin ice. Not only Simon Birmingham, but Scott Morrison couldn't defend this either yesterday. He's going through the technical process of getting the department to confirm whether he's breached the guidelines. There are growing doubts whether he'll survive this. Even if he does find the money from somewhere else or get his mystery donors to reveal themselves, there's still the question of his judgment as a minister to think that it was okay to have an anonymous donation on his register to clear his legal bills. So there is a growing expectation he'll go and probably won't recontest the next election either.
David Spears, we'll see you Sunday for Insiders.
Thanks, Hamish.